All right, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very special guest, Dan Norton, the General Manager of Customer Service with Colorado Springs Utilities and City of Colorado Springs, if you will. Mr. Norton, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you these days. Thanks for, again, being a part of KRDO's Afternoon News. We appreciate your time very much.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me on, and we're just real excited to talk about our new software we're rolling out.
Absolutely. This month, customers at Colorado Springs Utilities will have noticed some changes when they went to pay their bills and manage their accounts online. That's because Colorado Springs Utilities recently launched that major system-wide upgrade. These systems are being used to manage billing, customer information, payments, and accounts. There are some hiccups, and we'll talk about those in just a moment, but talk about the system upgrade you just completed, and why was this such a big deal for Colorado Springs Utilities?
Yeah, so we just upgraded our customer information system, which is, we coined it CTM, or Customer Technology Modernization, and it was kind of two parts. One was our billing system, which was how we handle all of our billing and customer interactions, which is kind of behind the scenes. And then the other side that we're excited to share with our customers is our customer self-service, or basically the way they could do My Account with us. So our customers can go online and interact with us and see their bill. So we're just very excited to get this new software out to them. The big thing about it was the old system was launched in 2010. So you can imagine how much it changed from 2010 to 2023.
That just seems like eons ago, doesn't it? I mean, it really wasn't sure that does. far away, but it just seems so old school for some of us. All right, so what are some of the benefits of the upgrade for your customers?
You know, outside of the billing system just being a better tool, the benefit for our customers is easier to do business with us. And that's one thing that we're really trying to do a better job of is, you know, meeting our customers where they are, interacting with them, making it easy to do business with. And, you know, as we get more and more digital, they like to go online with us. And the self-service options gives them that ability to do that. They could do it 24/7 from their phone, from their computer, from, you know, an iPad. So really just being that ease of them doing business is kind of where we're going with that.
I would imagine it's very useful when people can report quick outages, right? So you can do the reporting and tracking on this new system. The improved energy and water use dashboard is, I would imagine, something that customers would really love about the enhanced features of this system.
Yeah, absolutely. You brought up the outages. We're going to have a better outage management system so you could report outages, track, see where you're at, and get some restoration times. Online banking is now easier payment options. You brought up the dashboards, which we like to be able to use. And, you know, one cool thing about that is we've integrated some weather data on top of that. So as you see consumption move, you're going to be able to easily tell that it was either hotter or colder, and really just allow you to manage your bill a little bit easier, in addition to be able to submit rebates. And then you can actually talk to one of our customer service reps through a chat, actually right through that self-service center.
That's awesome. Now, does this also apply for business customers? Because I know we have a huge business database.
It absolutely will. So our businesses are going to be able to go in there and look at multiple accounts. So you can imagine a large customer may have 10, 11 accounts. They'll be able to bundle that into one profile, same ability to look at their usage. And, you know, our businesses are very concerned with rising costs and how to better use our services. So they'll be able to do those as well, in addition to adding different parts of their company to the profile. So instead of having one login, they'll be able to add like a bookkeeper or maybe a facilities manager who is more interested in looking at some usage.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Now, I would imagine with this new technology, you haven't had any hiccups because, you know, computers work when they're supposed to. And that's really good news, isn't it?
Not a problem at all. We're not without a hiccup, you know, a software this big and going 13 years. No, all kidding aside, we've definitely had some issues with it. The one thing I could say is we have people working around the clock, finding issues and working with our consultant to fix those, as well as our internal teams. What's, you know, really exciting about this product is, you know, it took the whole organization, the whole cross-functional team. So we're, you know, from outage to billing to collections to, you know, you name it. So there's so many great people on this project working to make sure that it's success for our customers.
All right, so we don't have a lot of time to go into it, but people can actually go on and try it and go to your account, get signed up. You'll have direct email communications promoting the new My Account. And you also have a $500 sweepstakes going on just for signing up. So you can get all those details at csu.org. We appreciate it so much. Anything else you want to mention in the final 10 seconds we have with you today, Dan?
You know, you hit the nail on the head. The $500 sweepstakes is there. We will be pushing out a mobile app soon as well, so that's coming as well.
Excellent. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it. And don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on many more times.